Ghost Stories Online.
When you sign up to be an EPP, extra podcast person to Real Ghost Stories Online, you'll have access to the best ghost stories we've ever told.
The oven doors started slamming open and closed. And in places like this, oven doors take up entire walls.
Never before had I seen such clear evidence of something non-human being in a room with me.
Because it felt like somebody was here. You know, you see, I did it written in paint, where you just painted.
These are stories only EPP members have access to.
I don't know why, but I just wonder if that scream isn't a family member that was there to claim their loved one.
There was like something standing there right in the threshold of the doorway, and I was paralyzed. I couldn't breathe.
It's only $5 a month when you sign up at realghoststoriesonline.com by clicking Become an EPP.
There was an old lady standing at the foot of the bed, and she said she could see details and everything. You know, it just looked like an old lady standing at the foot of the bed.
You'll get access to the best ghost stories and exclusive video content we've ever created.
I have no doubt in my mind that it was completely supernatural.
But it felt like it was in my head. Like, it didn't feel like I was hearing it. It felt like it was in my head.
Become an EPP now and help keep our show on the air. At realghoststoriesonline.com, click Become an EPP.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. Our phone number, of course, 855-853-4802 to call in and share your real ghost stories with us, and we have a lot of them for you today. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Or you can even email your audio if you want to record your story using your mobile device. Just to email that to Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y, at realghoststoriesonline.com. Be sure to share the love of our show on social media, Facebook, Twitter, whatever the case may be. Some stars there on iTunes. That helps us grow this thing and get more and more listeners to it. So there you go.
There you go.
Are you ready for some more real ghost stories today?
I am.
I'm excited about this. I also wanted to mention this as well. Another platform that you can find us on now. I haven't searched it myself, but I got the email saying that we're there. So I'm assuming we're there. I haven't really looked yet, but iHeartRadio app, another place apparently you can find Real Ghost Stories Online. So
okay,
slowly but surely we will take over the world. It will just be.
Okay.
It will be as we take over the world. Got a lot of calls here today.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone in particular you want to go to first or just kind of start listening?
Let's do Kelly in Texas.
The Kelly in Texas. All right. All right. Here's Kelly in Texas and her real ghost story.
Hi, Tony and Jenny. This is Kelly from Austin again. I just heard my story on y'all's podcast, and it made me so excited. I was squealing, and I was bouncing in my seat. So thank you for playing that. It just made my day. So my other story that I have is not my own. It's my aunt's and my grandfather's. So I guess I'll just jump right into this one, too. So my grandfather grew up in the same house that his parents grew up in. So after he had moved out and been away for quite some time, he wanted to go back and, you know, explore the house, see the place where he and his parents grew up. So he goes there with my aunt, who is the family historian, so she was quite interested as well. So they knock on the door, and this skinny, tall, little old lady answers the door. She has this long white hair, and she says, "Hey, what do you need?" And he explains, "This is a house I grew up in. I know it's weird, but can I come in and just look around?" And she said, "Oh, it was your parents we bought the home from. We are like the original people that bought this house." So the house had only ever had like two owners, his parents and this little old lady. So she welcomes them in, and they're looking around and making small talk about the house. And I guess I'll just pause right here and give y'all some history about the family, my family, and the home. So my grandfather's parents obviously grew up in that house, and his mom, and his mom had a sister, and her name was Maud. And Maud had polio, so she was lame, she couldn't walk. So to get up and down the stairs, because her bedroom was upstairs, all the bedrooms are upstairs, to get up and down the stairs, her father, my grandfather's father, had to carry her up and down the stairs. Well, he died very unexpectedly and very tragically in this freak accident in their basement with their heater or boiler or something. It essentially exploded and it killed him. So he died in the basement. And so my grandfather's mother was unable to carry Maud up and down the stairs. So Maud essentially lived the rest of her life in that room. Her mother would bring her food and things, but she pretty much lived there. She would read her little books and play her little piano, and that was her existence. Well, at some point, her mother was getting older, and Maud decided that she was too much of a burden to her mother to continue living, so she committed suicide by hanging herself, like, from her bedpost, because her legs didn't work. She was able to do that somehow. There's a will, there's a way, I guess. So she did that. And that was about the time that my grandfather's mother decided that she had lost two people that she loved in that home, so she decided to move out, I guess, or something. No, because my grandfather lived there. I don't know when they moved out. Either way, it's a little disturbing that two people have died in that house. So bringing it back to when my grandfather and my aunt are there, in the middle of their discussion, the little old lady, they hear a piano, like, playing upstairs, and they're like, oh, do you have, like, is your husband upstairs or somebody upstairs? She's like, no, actually, it's just me, nobody else is home. That happens a lot. Like, me and my husband are the only people who live in this house. That bedroom that we hear it from is only a guest bedroom, and we hear piano songs, like, every once in a while, just coming from that bedroom. At that point, my grandfather, my aunt is the one who told me this story. My grandfather turned white as a sheet and grabbed my aunt and yanked her out of the house and was like, we have to go. Thank you. Blah, 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 bye. And so my aunt asked him what happened, and he said it was Aunt Maud. It was the ghost of Aunt Maud playing her piano. So that's just kind of like a family joke. If anything weird happens, we're like, it's Aunt Maud. So anyway, I hope that made y'all smile. Not really a spooky ghost story, kind of more funny, kind of sad, but yeah, thank you guys so much for the podcast. I'm obsessed. I listen to it on my way to work, on my way home from work, when I'm falling asleep. Y'all are just, you're great. And thank you for putting this podcast on. Y'all have a great day, evening, or afternoon. And hopefully I have another story to share with y'all soon. Thank you.
I'm a firm believer that you have to take what's happened in your family and find some kind of humor in it. And mm-hmm. It sounds like they've done an excellent job with that.
It does.
That's so funny.
It does. I've always been curious about that idea of just showing up on someone's doorstep and being like, hey, by the way, you used to live here. Can we check it out?
I think some people would be open to it, and then others would be like, no way, you can't come in my house. I don't know you.
Yeah, I mean, it really very much depends. I mean, it is interesting. I mean, in this case, the owners were able to, oh, you knew the names of the people, and that happened to be that ones who actually bought mm-hmm. the home. So it was a little more verifiable than just random person coming up and asking
sure.
to show up in the house. I don't know if that played more into it, or they were more trusting people. I don't know.
I don't know.
But I could imagine that being a scam as well.
That's just so scary that this little lady is just like, oh, yeah, there's just this random piano music upstairs.
Gosh. Yeah. And just at peace with it.
And I'm sure it's just residual,
mm-hmm.
but still, it would bother me.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a little bit. That was a cool story. Thank you for calling in and or sending that in and sharing that one with us. 855-853-4802, our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to Jackie and hear your story.
Hey, Tony. This is Jackie. I have listened to your show for quite a while now, and I have a story to say. This had happened when I was younger, and I was friends with this girl in elementary. Like, she was my best friend, and my family knew her family. Her parents knew my parents, and the year from going from fifth grade to sixth grade that summer, something had happened to her older brother, and her older brother had Tourette's. I remember when I had first went over to her house, I was very what's wrong, what's happening, and he was very funny about it. Like, he would talk to me about it, and he would just be open, and even her parents would tell me oh yeah, this is what he has, he has no other health conditions, no other diagnosis, he was born like that. So I was okay. And he would also be really funny with it, and there would be times too whenever I would spend the night and he would be playing the game, and he would start cussing, and the mom would yell out like cut it out, I know you're doing that on purpose, and me and my friend, we would hear him laugh out loud and we'd be there laughing. I remember after that, the next day I had went home, and when I had went home the next day, my mom ended up telling me that my friend's parents had called my mom to tell me that my friend's older brother had passed away, and that he was he had crashed in a car accident. And but I remember I was crying because I knew the brother, and he was very nice to me, and he explained to me something I didn't know because I was so young, and my mom was too. And I remember a while later, me and my mom and my brother, we had went to the funeral, and we were there, and it was very, I'd never been to a funeral before. And so that day of the funeral, after when everybody was done there, my mom had to leave, and my friend had asked me if I could spend the night, and her parents said yes, that they were fine. So we had went to her house, and there were people there, and they had all left. And I remember my friend she wasn't really talking, I guess because she lost her brother. And when we were there, we had went downstairs because they had a two-story house, and we had went downstairs, and her mom and her dad, they were downstairs drinking coffee, just sitting down at the table, just quiet. And me and my friend, we had sat down with her parents, and when we had sat down, the mom just got up, served us a cup of coffee also, and just sat down, and we were we got coffee, and we just looked at each other, and there was this noise that her brother would do, and it he would say what he had explained to me, it was a feeling that he just needed to do something, he would say funny things, or he would I don't know if you heard that, but it's a clicking noise, or he would move his head, or move his arms, or he would just do really random things. And one of his tics were where he would do a whistle. It was a quick whistle, or something like that. And I remember we were all downstairs in the kitchen, and everyone was quiet, and we were all just drinking coffee, and all of a sudden we hear a loud whistle, and it sounded like the same whistle how he would do a quick or I can't do it. And I remember when we heard that, my friend's parents, their eyes went big, and the mom had started to cry, and she was yep, that's my son, I love you. And my friend was crying too, and I was I wasn't crying, I was what the heck was that? And I was creeped out so much, And the next day, I went home again. I told my mom, and she was surprised too. So that's my story, where I heard a noise from someone who had just passed. I don't know if that was like really him, like trying to like say like hey, I'm here, like don't worry about me, I'm fine, or if it was like a residual energy, like how y'all say residual, like where you just hear random stuff, or it just keeps like occurring. After that, like when that noise had happened, I remember like a couple months later, my friend and her parents, they had moved, so like I lost contact with her. So like I like after like the first month of sixth grade, like she wasn't there no more, so I wasn't able to talk to her, see if she heard anything else that her brother would do. But yeah, that's my story. I listen to your podcast and I love it. Thank you. Bye.
I think it's one of those cases where they come back to let you know they're okay, and they make some kind of noise or gesture or smell or something just to tell you exactly who it is.
Mm-hmm. That'd be unmistakable.
Yes.
That wouldn't be like, well, I think I heard somebody say hi or my name or something, but I'm not, and it sounded kind of like him. That could just be me because I'm, you know, going through this grieving process right now. But something like that where it's like exactly what he did.
Yeah.
You know, a noise, something that only that person would do, something that's not going to be mistaken for someone else doing it because it's not a normal thing that everyone else does.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very much them. You know, we've heard things like this or a saying or a quote or something.
Right.
Something that only that person says or does.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a cool ghost story. It's one of those good ones. Thank you for sharing that experience with us there here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to Zach and hear your real ghost story. Zach?
Hey, Jenny and Tony. This is Zach. I apologize. I didn't know the recording of the messages had a time limit on them. So I'll try and make this quicker. I think I'm recording over the original I sent. So basically I was telling you guys about how my girlfriend and I, we live in Pittsburgh now. We moved into our apartment. My girlfriend, I think, is pretty sensitive to these things. She can usually tell how other people are feeling. I can tell when things are bad and good, and she can kind of get the energy from different people. So when we were in our apartment, like, nothing was wrong or anything like that. She never felt like there was anything, you know, bad or not good in there. And all I remember one day is that I woke up in the morning. I wake up around 6:30 to go to work. And she's still asleep. So I go into, we have sort of like a little guest bathroom area, that has, it's separate from the guest room, but there's two doors there. So it kind of separates itself from the rest of the house. So you can close the door and then still have the door to the guest bedroom open to have the bathroom there for access. Then there's our room, which is the master, with a walk-in closet and its own bathroom there. So basically this started, one morning I was getting ready for work, and, I was brushing my teeth, and I have an electric toothbrush, so it kind of makes that noise whenever you're doing it. And I just could have sworn I heard this little boy's voice say, "Hey," you know, like just to say hi, like nothing bad. And when I turned around, nothing was there. And it just kind of freaked me out. But you know, my girlfriend is very laid back about this kind of stuff, like, as well. And it makes me comfortable because if she doesn't feel something's bad, neither do I. So I told her about it, and you know, everything was fine, and she was cool with it and said, you know, there's nothing to worry about. So it made me feel comfortable. We always have a little joke. I say, you know, if you kind of, you know, protect me in a sense from that kind of stuff, I'll protect you from anything. And really, you know, that's kind of like our little joke. And so I just kind of brushed it off and was like, oh, you know, maybe, you know, I have an electric toothbrush, maybe I just heard it, you know, nothing like that. And so a couple days go by, and we have we got an Apple TV, in our room. We have a smaller TV in there because we used to watch Netflix on the couch, and was kind of one of those things where, like, we'd rather just watch it when we go to bed and not have to worry about, you know, trying to get up when we're tired from the couch. So, you know, we go into the room, and we're doing that, and we're laying there watching Netflix one night, and, you know, we're watching The Office. That's one of our favorite shows. And finally, we both kind of like, okay, we're tired. Like, let's just turn it off and go to bed. So I paused the episode, went back to the main menu, and put the TV to sleep. And with the Apple TV, when you have it connected to the TV, it can kind of like takes over the TV. So it controls like your volume, it like turns the TV on. And on my TV, whenever you turn it on, it flashes Toshiba across the screen, and there's a little green button in the lower right-hand corner, which when it illuminates green, it means that it's turned on. And on the Apple TV, the little black box that it is, the little white light on the front means that's on. So we turned it off, and I want to say about 3 minutes later, we were just kind of laying there talking, and all of a sudden, the TV, like turned right back on. And it went right back into Netflix by itself, and it started playing The Office from where we left off. And I was creeped out. She was like, oh, like, it's okay, you know, like, maybe it's just something with the Apple TV, because the remote's very sensitive. Like, if I, like, brush with, like, my pinky finger, it'll go off. So, like, part of me was like, oh, maybe, like, dust fell on it, maybe, like, a cord fell on it, you know, like, anything like that. But my girlfriend kind of fell asleep, and I just kind of left The Office on. I was like, well, you know, like, now that I'm started a little bit, I'm just going to leave it on. And I remember just sitting there, and I didn't really feel like there was something in there with me, but I almost, like, when that kind of stuff happens, like, if there is, you know, like, a ghost or something like that, as long as they're not harmful to me and as long as they don't bother me, it, like, as long as they know that I'm there and they're there, like, you know, it's one of those things where I can live with that. So I kind of whispered, I was like, you know, because I thought I heard a little boy's voice. I said, okay, we'll finish this episode, but I was like, then I need to go to bed. And after the episode was over, I turned the Apple TV off, turned Netflix off, and it didn't happen at all. And, you know, I'm sitting there going, well, you know, it only happened once. Like, you know, maybe, you know, I'll have to see another night. We did watch it the next night, didn't have an issue at all with it, you know, none of that kind of stuff happened. And then it was actually yesterday. I was home alone. My girlfriend was at work, and I work a corporate position, so I have off the weekends. And it was yesterday, Sunday, and I got a shower, and I'm in the shower, and I like to listen to music when I shower, and I like to, you know, I like to sing and everything like that. So I have like a playlist, and I'm playing it, and the song comes on that I really, really want to hear. And I'm like, and I'm in the shower, I'm like, oh, sweet. And like, as the song, it gets about 2 seconds in, and then it cuts off and goes straight to the next song. I was like, oh, that's weird. So I pop my hand out of the shower and, you know, reverse the song and, you know, put the song right back on. And then I got about 5 seconds into it, and it cut off. And I was like, okay. And I said, and out loud, I said, I really want to listen to the song. And I put it back one more time, and then it got about 10 seconds in, and I cut off to the next song. And it was the same, you know, it kept going to the next song, like the same next song. So I said, okay, I was like, we can listen to your song, but then I really want to listen to my song. So I let the next song play the whole entire way through, skip back to the last song that I would listen to, and it played the whole entire way through. So, you know, I never really feel like it's something bad, but I just kind of wanted your guys' opinion on it, because didn't even start thinking about this until I started listening to your show and, you know, kind of hearing different people's stories. And especially with my girlfriend there, you know, she's very into this stuff, but she's not, you know, she doesn't mess with Ouija board. She doesn't mess with any, you know, she believes that, you know, if you open that up, that lets a bad spirit in. And I love that she's like that because, you know, it makes me feel more comfortable. So I kind of just wanted your guys' opinion on it. You know, just kind of, if you guys don't mind, you know, just let me know what you think, because it's been really, I don't want to say it's been bothering me, but I just kind of want to get it figured out. So, you know, and I love your guys' show. Ever since I started my new job, I listen to it all the time. I'm very lucky I'm able to actually work and listen to your show and multitask like that. So, thanks again, guys. I'm going to try and become an EPP here as soon as I can. Just kind of work some stuff out right now. And at this point, I don't really think there's anything else that I can think of to ask. I feel like there was one more thing I wanted. Oh, so there's a... Sorry, I mean, you guys can cut me off at the end of the story if it's too long. But we have an app on our phone that... Or she has an app on her phone that we just kind of play around with sometimes that, you know, if there's a ghost in your place or, you know, where you're at, you can hold up this app and it'll, you know, display different words. and it always says upstairs. And, you know, we live on a second floor apartment, like the upstairs is another apartment, but it just always says upstairs. So, like, the one night I said, you know, to quote unquote the little boy, you know, I said, you can stay here and you can be with us, but just don't, you know, don't bother us, don't bother my girlfriend. Like, we're here, you're here. And I said, just make sure if there's something that shouldn't be here upstairs that you protect us from that. And I said, I'll, you know, like, we won't bother you and all that type of thing. So, but right when we did that, the app stopped saying upstairs, like when we would go back and check it. So I just kind of wanted your guys' opinion on that as well. I think I'm running out of time here. I think I got cut off on the first voicemail. So thanks again, guys. Hopefully I can call back in if anything else happens. And if you guys think there's really anything I should do in this case, please let me know. Just because I'm a big scaredy cat compared to my girlfriend. So thanks again, guys. Awesome job on the show. And I'm going to keep on listening here and try and catch up from what I missed. Thanks. Bye.
Armadillo blood. You painted around the door frame of the house. And then there's a certain dance you're supposed to do to keep these things at bay.
That's not it at all. No, I mean, I can see his concern and that there's something obviously going on, but as long as it's still following your direction, meaning when you tell it to stop, it stops, or when you guys take turns listening to music or TV shows,
mm-hmm.
as long as that continues, I mean, it's up to you whether you want to do something about it or not. It's not like it's, you know, possessing you or something like that.
It doesn't sound very invasive right now. I guess my only fear would be that something else is going to, for lack of a better term, kind of catch wind of this and then kind of slowly make you think that that's them, and you start interacting, and that kind of opens up its own gateway with you. So, and, you know, I'd say try and interact as little as possible with it. But it doesn't sound like it's all that invasive compared to some of the other things that we had. I know I would be a very pissed off ghost if I discovered that I had died before the advent of Netflix.
Yeah.
I would. I mean, it's one of those things where once you, the first time you use it and you realize, oh, I can just press this button on my remote here and I can stream all these shows, anything basically.
Sure.
Ever created right to my TV just like that. I don't have to like search and wait for it to show up on cable or what have you, or try and find a place to download it or rent it or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
All the other hoops that used to exist or just didn't exist, period. You had no option. And now it's just all like that. I could see being a ghost and being like, well, this is pretty awesome. I'm going to have to haunt somebody now so I can use Netflix.
Well, and that's funny that they watch The Office, and that seems to be really popular with the ghosts, being that they live in Pittsburgh.
Maybe they were from around there.
Isn't that close to Scranton?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's interesting. But I, you know, obviously there's a lot of technology that changes, and if you're dead, you're not going to get to be part of it. But I'd have to say that was one of those things, at least for me, when I realized that, oh, well, there was the streaming version of Netflix. I remember the first time doing it, it's like, oh my God, like, it's like perfect quality and it's right there. I had no idea the internet was even that fast to run it like that.
I'm old school. I like looking forward to the day of the week that my show is going to come on, mm-hmm. and watching it then.
And yeah, just like want to binge on it for...
No.
I'm hearing good things about Stranger Things.
Yeah.
That's the one on Netflix. I think Stephen King. Mm-hmm. Maybe not Stephen King. Who's a producer on that one?
I don't know.
Hang on one second. But a lot of people binging on that right now. That's why I bring that up. Maybe it is a Stephen. It's giving me the cast. I guess for some reason I thought it was, why can't I think of his name right now? The producer of, you know, so many major films like Goonies and
Spielberg.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was a Spielberg project. Maybe I'm completely wrong on that. But I'm hearing really, really good things about that one. So that might be...
Now, is that one completely available? Like you can watch all of it?
Yes, it is. I believe so. And I looked at it the other day, and there's a lot of episodes out there, so I think it's all there. I love the graphic work that they did for this thing, because it looks like a VHS box from 1988. And the graphic work, I know it's set in the 80s, but it really just, it feels like an 80s creation that you just happen to find. And like, how did I not watch this in 88?
Mm-hmm.
And now you're just discovering it now. That's really just neat. I wish more music would do that.
Yeah.
You're seeing so many TV throwbacks now that are created in the vein of something of the 70s or the 80s, and they have that feel to them. I'd love to like turn on the radio and like, hey, it's the 90s station, but it's new music created in the style of 90s. You know, or eight or whatever, what have you, you know, where it's not modernized and we're going to add this and that to it to make it. I don't want it current.
Okay.
I want people just to go back and make things the way they used to in the 90s.
Okay.
It'd be great. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to Paul in New York. Hi, Paul.
Hi, my name is Paul. I live in Buffalo. I was just actually listening to a recent story. It was about a woman talking about a gentleman named Galvin, I can't remember exactly what the civic name was, but she was dreaming about this gentleman, and then she had witnessed or met a boy in a hardware store with the same name, and then that day she had found the wallet and keys that she had lost. And it actually just reminded me of a story that happened about 5-10 years ago. And I don't know if I really would call it a ghost story, but it's more of one of the weirder things that I could say happened in my life. So I was about 16 years old. I'm 22 years old now. And me and my family were going to Florida, which we do every year for Easter, to see our grandparents. And every year my parents would give each one of us kids a couple $100 just to spend in Florida. I know we were kind of spoiled. But then they give it to us before we went, and I put it in my wallet, and my sister put it in her purse. And so the morning that we were ready to go on the plane, getting ready from Buffalo to Florida, we're getting ready to leave, and we're seeing if we have everything, and I cannot find my little wallet that I had been putting the money in. And we were searching the whole house, trying to find it so I had the money for the trip so I could spend it and whatnot. And so I had my license and stuff like that in case we needed to do something. Not that I was of age to drink or anything like that, but just in general, you want to have your license and stuff like that. So we were searching the house, and we finally, after looking for about 45 minutes, we tell each other we have to leave or we're going to miss our flight, and that's not worth it. So we go on vacation. We're there for a week, and while we're gone, we turn off the water in our house, we lock out our doors, we have a very expensive security system with cameras and everything like that, because we live in quite a large house in the back of the woods. And so we go on our vacation and everything, and we come home, and we go in and turn our water down, we go right in the basement, turn our water on, so no flooding happened while we were on vacation, and we go back in our family room, and my mom was the first one to walk in, and I was right behind her, and we walk right in, and I just remember, I can still hear it to this day, she yells, my name's Paul, she yells, PJ, my name's Paul John, she yells, PJ, like in a kind of like a little like scared tone, and we all kind of like jogged from the garage, like we were like, what's going on, like what, I was thinking, oh, is there a dead animal in our house or something like that? And we all come in our family room and promise on everything that is holy, anything, there's just not a lie. The wallet was sitting in the middle of the family room, just on the carpet in the middle. And now we have no pets. There was no family to be in our house. Like I said, we have cameras and security system with motion activation that would message you if there's anything moving inside the house. Any glass breaking, anything. And now, to this day, I don't have an explanation to how it could have gotten there. I would love to know. I just think it's possibly one of the creepiest things, and at least in my mind, is the number one thing that makes me believe that there is possibly something out there. Because I just, we all four of us, their family, searched my house for 45 minutes just to come home to the wall with a couple hair bucks sitting in the middle of the family room. And I just, like I said, never had an explanation for it. So I hope it gets on the show. My girlfriend's actually ETT, so I kind of mooch off her episodes. I apologize for that, but hey, we're at least one of us is paying. So you guys are doing a great job, and I hope you keep it up. So thanks. Have a good one.
There's got to be a reason why they do that, but we'll never know. And that's what's so frustrating, you know, if it somehow you had a glimpse, oh, maybe I shouldn't have taken that money with me to Florida because I was going to spend it on something that mm-hmm. was going to go wrong and I'd end up having all this trouble. And that's why they hid it. It'd be nice to know that, but there's no way to know the point of that other than sheer frustration at the time.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things sometimes where, you know, sometimes something intervenes and you realize, oh, if I had been 5 minutes sooner, I would have been in that accident or
yes.
you know, something along those lines. That's not to say, you know, this is accident related, but it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Where you really will never know exactly why or what the reason for that was, but there was probably something there.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. It's kind of interesting. Just at that point, you just kind of have to feel like, well, maybe it's good. There's something looking out for me here.
Yeah.
That they know a few steps ahead of me than I do.
But you just assume it's a jerk ghost.
It could be.
Mm-hmm.
But it may not be. It just, that's how it's going to come across no matter what. Although it could be an asshole, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's never really known. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's go to a caller in Texas.
Hey, guys. My name is Katie. I'm from Houston, Texas. I have a story about a childhood home that I grew up in down here in a suburb of Houston. It's actually called Atascocita. Well, I guess I'll just jump right in. When I was about 6 years old, we moved into this house, and it was a brand new house. No one had ever lived in it before. And whenever we first moved in, nothing really happened. I didn't get an eerie feeling at all. It was just normal. And then I was about maybe 11 years old or 12 years old. I switched bedrooms with my brother, and he was right across the hall from me. And his bedroom was adjacent to the bathroom. And where I laid my head in my bed, you could see the mirror in the bathroom. And every once in a while, I would lay down and I would sleep with my door open, and we would always keep the bathroom door open. And so I could see straight into the bathroom. No, every once in a while, I would look in there and I would just lay there and I would stare, because I got this feeling that I just needed to look over there because it would freak me out. And for some reason, I would see this, I don't know what it was. I would see this, like, it looked like a girl, but it didn't look like a normal girl. It looked eerie. It looked scary. She had long, dark black hair, and it was over her face. And I saw it pretty regularly, maybe once every 2 weeks or once a week. I saw it all the time. And well, back to this. My mom and my dad were in a really bad car accident back in 94, and she was pregnant and she lost her baby. So I told my grandma about seeing all this stuff in the mirror and how it would freak me out and how the girl would just stand there. And she said, well, maybe it's your sister. And I said, no, I don't think that's a possibility, because this thing, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like it was human. It wasn't right. So her theory is that it could be my sister that passed away in the car accident. But I don't think that's what it is. I just wanted to see what y'all's opinion was. Also, my dad, in the same house, he would see this woman walking from the close to the front door into the laundry room area. Now, the laundry room area was covered up by the staircase, like this wall to the staircase. And she would walk from the dining room area across the hall back behind the entrance to the staircase. And he would see her, and he never said anything to me about it. He never said a word, because he doesn't talk about that kind of stuff. Now, I saw the same exact thing. It was this woman, and she's a beautiful, beautiful woman, and she was dressed all in white, in this white dress. And she would walk, and she didn't scare me. She didn't give me a bad feeling. She didn't, and it was just a happy feeling whenever I saw her. And I only saw her a couple of times, maybe two or three times when I was younger. And When we moved out about 6 years ago, I told my parents what I had seen in that house. And my dad said, "Did you see that? Did you see a woman?" And I said, I saw two women. She said, "Did you see a woman in white walk into the laundry room?" And I said, "Yes, I saw her like two or three times." And he said, that's crazy because I saw the same thing. And now you have to understand that my dad is not the kind of person that'll just come out and say, I saw this, I believe in this. He's not the kind of person. If you ask him, he'll tell you, but he just won't come out and say it on his own. So when I asked him, or when he told me, I was like, that's crazy. There's no way that we saw the same thing. But apparently we did see the same thing, and it just confuses me because I did research on the house, and I did research in the area, and there was nothing weird going on in the area before the neighborhood was built there. And it's weird to me because now that we live in this house that I'm about to be 20 years old. I still live with my parents. I'm in college. I go to college in the area over here. And I live with my parents still, and my bedroom is still adjacent to the bathroom in our new house. And I see the same thing in that bathroom that I did in the other bathroom. So it's scary. It gives me goosebumps just talking about it. It gives me chills. It freaks me out. I don't know what it is. I don't know what you guys might think it is, but I'd love to hear your feedback. I love your show. I just started listening last weekend, actually, on my way to see my aunt in Austin. But yeah, we love your show. My mom and I love your show. We're planning on becoming EPPs, so keep up the good work. Thanks, you guys.
I'm about 99.9% sure that the girl with the stringy hair over her face is not a good thing.
How so?
I don't think it's the deceased sister. You know, I think it's just not a good thing. Now, the lady in white sounds like she's just going about her business the way the house used to be.
Mm-hmm. And we have that quite often,
mm-hmm.
where it's like two things there, not
yeah.
necessarily connected. And sometimes you even wonder if they know each other, or they can see each other, or they actually interact or anything, mm-hmm. you know? But sometimes the bad thing, if it is bad, can sometimes be misinterpreted for the good things. That's the most confusing part and scary part, is when you have two.
Mm-hmm.
One that could be good and one that could be bad, and you're not quite sure, especially if you're not, like, physically seeing them.
Yeah.
You know, when you are, even better, I guess, you know, in a way of defining.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, it just makes it all that much more confusing. Yeah. Not a situation I think I'd like to find myself in.
No. No, and I don't have too much in the way of words of advice, other than I wouldn't encourage
mm-hmm.
either one.
Avoid engaging.
Yeah.
Either one. Yeah, because you're not going to really know all the time exactly who or what you are engaging.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you for calling in. Let's go to Jackie in Wisconsin. Hi.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Jenny. This is Jackie from Wisconsin. I mentioned on one of your live chats that we've had some activity amping up in our house. I've called in before and talked a little bit about our house, and I can sort of refresh that the house that we live in, we've lived in for 13 years now almost. Really nice, comfortable house. The first night that we moved in, I had a whisper in my ear, "Welcome back." Which, you know, I'm a little bit sensitive. I kind of knew that there was something and that I was really kind of tied to this house. There has been a lot of owners to this house, too, which I find a little bit disturbing, I guess. But anyway, we've been pretty decent here. But my oldest son, who's 14 now, you know, he's getting into those adolescent or kind of teenage years, you know, where I hear that a lot of energy starts amping up around kids that are going into, you know, that time. So, and there's always been something kind of centered around him and a little bit attached to him here, I think. I feel like it's a presence of a younger boy. But lately, my son's story is that he's been having pounding on the outside of his walls, sometimes in between the wall of his room and the bathroom. His room is on the second floor, so there's not really anything that can get up there and really beat on the door. It's not three knocks. It's like somebody taking a fist and whooping it against the wall really loud. He's heard it a couple times, and, you know, it freaks him out. I hadn't heard it up until last week. Also, side note, we have three dogs that pretty much bark at anything. They don't bark at this. The other night I was having a hard time sleeping, and I hear this boom, 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 boom. And I'm just like, and then my son screams, and he actually was so tired, he'd been up for quite a while, that he fell back asleep. But I was like laying there going, what the hell was that? And, you know, I talked to him in the morning, and he's like, oh, yeah, I do remember that. The night after that, I heard more banging on a different wall. You know, nothing really bad's happening, except for this. And one other thing that's happened was he does a lot of recording for like YouTube. You know, he'll record playing a game and then, you know, put it up on YouTube. I don't know if it's a thing, but he had to stop his recording because he was hearing through his headphones a guy and a girl having a conversation. He took his headphones off, and it wasn't outside. It was in his headphones. And he kind of shut everything down and told me about it and went to bed. And, you know, I told him in the morning, it's like, you know, pull that file up. And he tried pulling the file up, and it's like, it's completely corrupt. I can't get anything out of it. So at that point, I kind of got mad and, you know, sat down in a quiet spot in the house and told whatever's here to, you know, if it wants to be here, just don't freak us out. If not, we're going to make it go. So, I don't know. I was a little bit firm. We've had a couple other little things happen here and there, but it seems to have quieted down now. I guess I'll keep you in touch if anything else happens, but yeah, it's kind of interesting. So anyway, I'm an EPP. Everybody should be an EPP to this show. It's awesome. Thank you guys for everything you do, and I hope to hear this soon. All right, bye.
The rapping on the wall,
mm-hmm.
That just sounds rather disturbing. I know it's not like knocks of three, but it sounds angry.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of it other than it sounds angry, and something angry unexplained is not usually a good thing.
Well, and then the voices in the headphones, you know, we know that that can be interference,
mm-hmm.
But then for the file to not be able to be pulled up, I just think there's a little more to it than just interference. It's like something didn't want that played back.
It's interesting. Yeah, I mean, if it was just picking up analog interference, like through a CB radio, which we've talked about before, like you said, that mm-hmm. that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's a little different the way some of that stuff is now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I used to get it, it was all analog equipment. It was analog headphones. There was nothing digital about it. With these headphones now, a lot of times the way they're plugged into the game systems, the way she was describing it, it's all digitally hooked up. There's not much analog to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the audio you're getting is all digital. In theory, could you get something onto those headphones? Sure, but it's a lot more difficult in a setup like that than it would be, say, for like our board right here.
Yeah.
Which over there, analog. Could happen. But just with everything else that's in that story that happened with the wrapping and the file corrupting, I don't think that is what it is. I don't think it's a lone trucker going through the neighborhood and you're picking up a CB radio.
No, but keep us posted. Hopefully things stay quieted down like they have been.
Yeah, hopefully. Thanks for sharing that story with us.
Hi. My name is Nalia. I started listening to the podcast when my boyfriend kind of introduced me to it, and I've been listening to it ever since. I currently want to tell you one of my stories. This one happened at home. I work overnight, so when I come home in the morning, I usually go straight to my room. But this day I hesitated, and I knew my mom was supposed to be home from work in the morning. So I went up to, we live on a second story apartment, so I went up to the living room area, and from the living room area is the door to my mother's bedroom on the third floor. And I've known the apartment that we live in is haunted. I've known it for like a while now, but this is the first time that anything weird ever really happened to me in the apartment. Everything else has just been feelings and stuff like that. But I just poked my head into the door. The light was on upstairs already. I called up to my mom and I said, you know, are you home? And she replied, yes, I'll be down in a second. And so I didn't think anything of it. I sat down on the couch and turned on the TV and just kind of waited for my mom. And it just happened that my sister-in-law called me. And so I started talking to my sister-in-law, and she asked me what I was doing, and I told her I wasn't doing anything. I was just waiting for my mom to come downstairs because, you know, I had called her, and she told me to give her a second. And she told me, Nalia, your mom's not home. She's here with me. And it kind of just shocked me at first. I didn't know what to do. I thought that maybe I had heard it, maybe it's up in my head, but I knew that I clearly heard her voice yell from me, yell to me from upstairs. So I just got really freaked out, and I told my sister-in-law, I'm going over to your house right now. Like, you know, I can't even believe what's happening. So I got to my sister-in-law's house, like I immediately left the house. Got over to my sister-in-law's house, and sure enough, my mom was sitting in the living room at my sister-in-law's house, and I explained to them what happened, and they told me, you know, that's really weird, like I haven't been home for a couple hours. So that's my ghost story, and hopefully I'll call in again and give you guys some more juicy stories. So thank you guys so much.
You know, your stomach almost drops when you hear that story, just like I'm sure that happened when she was told, no, your mom's over here.
Mm-hmm.
Just, ooh, those are some of those little things like that, those little instances are some of the spookiest, I think.
Especially when you least expect it.
Yeah.
You're just kind of going about your day, doing your thing, and all of a sudden, well, that's physically impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, then everything else starts rushing at you. What could this possibly be? Especially if you're, you know, somewhat in tune to ghost stories.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, then your mind goes there immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that does, I could totally imagine that feeling. Thank you for sharing that. And yes, please do share more if you got them. We would love to hear them. That wraps up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, please become an EPP. Heard a lot of folks in today's show talk about how much they love it. That's what keeps this thing on the air. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com. Ghostpodcast.com. Get all the bonus episodes, 100 some of those now for you, plus exclusive video content, new stuff every single week up there for our EPPs. Only $5 a month is all it is. Check it out at ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Jenny Brewski, I'm Tony Brewski. Thank you for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.